Good morning, all. This is Ben Schwartz with Empire's Comics Vault and Continuum Press here in Sacramento, California. We're here to talk to you today about something that we love, something that we've done for a while, something that gets us excited and gets all of you excited. It is our 7th annual Creative Women Mini Con. What is Creative Women? Well, first, it's September 28th, 2019. Mark your calendars. We open at 11 a.m. This place will be filled with ladies from the Northern California area, predominantly Sacramento, who are creative. Well, let's tell you a little bit about the origins first. I've been in business now going on 17 years, and I do a lot of conventions. One of the things I noticed when we started this 7 years ago was that there weren't a lot of women who were doing the conventions compared to the number that I knew were creating. In the shop, we have women coming in all the time to drop off artwork, show us their local comic books, talk about the novels they've written, the games they're creating. The art wall, my God, the sheer number that put the art up there, I wondered where they were. And so we decided to make a day dedicated just to the creative women in the area to get their stuff out there and for you to meet them and pick up some of their stuff as well. So on September 28th this year, we have got 19 ladies coming down who will have everything from jewelry to novels, card games. Christine Balog is debuting her card game here this year. We've got comic writers, comic artists, there's sculptors, there's painters, you name it, they will be here. We have had such a variety over the years, and we love doing it. So this year, of course, just to name a few of the people that we'll be having so that you know what you're coming down, we have, of course, Christine Balog. We just talked about Jen Monson, who you guys will know from our paint nights that we do once a month on the second Friday. Great night to come down, bring some friends, grab a drink, learn to paint. If you're already a painter, hang out, paint, and have some fun with us. She also did the bathroom koi, which the entire bathroom is painted like you're underwater, is done by Jen Monson. We've got Rachel Strum, who makes these wonderful wands. Heather Merrifield, who was just on our art wall last month. She is now a guest here. She's got photography. She's got paintings. God, she's not here this year, but Julie Okahara has been here every year except this one, and we just love her stuff. You'll see her all the time on our art gallery with new material. You got Kelly Van Gasbeck, who, what's really neat about that, the only one who comes with zines, and she makes these little books too. I was going to say adorable. They are adorable because they're tiny little books that you can open up and read. You got Sarah Renee Kraft, who's working on her new art book. You'll see some of that. She's going to have some prints from it. It is just a great day, and we are always happy to have new people come down too. So one of the neat things that we always try to do is save some room for new people, because although we love having all of our old guests, it's great to have new people come down, show their stuff, and especially neat when they haven't done it before. There are a lot of ladies who will find that this is their first time getting out there. It's a great place to get some exposure and mainly to test the waters. It's not as big as a convention, not as intimidating, but we've had a lot of ladies who will try this out and then hit the con circuit when they realize it's not that hard to talk to people. Just come in, be yourself, show your artwork, and let it do the talking for you. So September 28th this year, 2019, mark your calendar. We open at 11 a.m. We will be set up, ready to go, and it is just a great day. Get some stuff for yourself, buy some jewelry, put some things on the wall, and the holidays are coming up. So why don't you pick up some things for friends and for family that you won't find anywhere else but here at Empire's Comics Vault on September 28th for Creative Women Minicon. So as excited as we are to have all of these ladies this year, we've had some really good names in the past too. We have had people like Mariko Tamaki. She just finished her X-23 run. She wrote She-Hulk. She does some of the Lumberjanes novels. She just did the new Harlequin original graphic novel. She's all over the place. Gemma Carell, she is a brilliant cartoonist. If you have not seen her, go look her up. Her cartoons are just hilarious, and the art is cute. So Barbara Kessel, guys, that is a classic name. That is one who, you remember CrossGen? She was all over that. Marvel, DC, IDW, Image, Dark Horse. That woman has been absolutely everywhere. And if you don't know Barbara Kessel, you should look up some of her work, especially the CrossGen stuff, because we loved it. In fact, we have a piece of original cross-gen art that we got from her last year, because my wife's a big fan as well. Margaret Scott, she wrote Transformers. We also had Sarah Stone, who drew Transformers with Margaret, but Margaret has gone on to do things like Batgirl. She's writing for television now. She did Transformers, G.I. Joe. She's working on the Netflix original for Magic the Gathering. We've also had, as I said, Sarah Stone. We've had people from Face Off. It is just a great group of people, and we are always looking for new ones. So I'm going to end this by saying, although we are full for 2019, we are always leaving spots open for new guests. And that means if you are somebody who might be interested, look for the applications. In fact, don't wait. Shoot me an email just to find out when they're going to go up, how you would go about it. And of course, if you know someone who would be interested, a senior vet or a brand new person, we want them in the shop. We want to give them exposure, and we want the Sacramento community to find out more about them. So I'm going to say it one more time. September 28th, 2019. You guys need to be here. It is a lot of fun. You will not be disappointed. And one of the things I love the most about Sacramento is how supportive the community is. So I know this place will be packed. Those ladies will be moving their product, and people are going to fall in love with what they see. We'll see you guys then.